Connect FM.
On the phone with us, Wayne Grover. Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I was not aware of this organization before today. Can you tell us some more about it?
Sure. Well we're relatively new, and while we are supporting the cause today to end bullying and bring greater awareness to it, what we're really about is trying to eliminate loneliness globally. And how we do that is through inspiring people to reach out to others and let them know you care about them, you understand what they're going through, and that they're not alone, that you are there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a variety of vehicles in order to accomplish that, but in essence, that's what we're trying to do, get people to care about others and be there for them.
And you can look up YANA on Facebook, and you can find their page.
It's Yana Cares.
Yana, okay.
At Facebook, correct.
Okay. I guess this makes it all the more important when administrators and teachers see that there's bullying going on in school that I think as parents, we need to be able to feel like that they're going to look out for our kids.
It is inexcusable for any administration not to do one thing when they are aware or when bullying is brought to their attention. Inexcusable.
Yeah.
I can't believe there should be a zero tolerance throughout every school across the country. And some schools are doing a great job with this.
Yeah.
But obviously, this is not the first tragedy to happen throughout our nation. And unfortunately, we're going to hear more until these schools really start stepping up and doing more. And that also means instituting a zero tolerance policy. That this stuff just cannot take place.
It almost seems like there was, according to the story that we're hearing from Angie Travis, that the administration, they're more concerned about keeping their suspension numbers down, so they don't really want to punish the kids who are bullying. And I just don't understand why we want to protect the kids and not make the kids who are being bad, why wouldn't we want to punish them?
It makes no sense to me. I don't or didn't have an opportunity to actually question this administration.
Right.
But for any administration to act in such an unprofessional and uncaring manner towards their students is, again, it's inexcusable.
And there's more information. There's a Facebook page called Decatur Parents Against Bullies. That's another place where you can go and check out some information about this story. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about a mother whose daughter goes to Thomas Jefferson Middle School, and she's been getting, pretty viciously bullied, tried to commit suicide. That's how Angie finally found out what was going on at the school with her daughter, and the school basically said, well, we want to keep our suspension numbers down, so... we're really not going to do anything about this.
Well, what about detentions or having the kids?
There's got to be some way to
scrub some toilets for a few days.
There's got to be something.
You would rather sacrifice the life of a young child versus disciplining other students that may actually gain a life lesson out of it and become better human beings.
Yeah.
Again, that makes no sense to me.
Well, unbelievable, and I'm sure that Angie was very happy that that Yana was able to help be there for her as she rallied this afternoon outside of her school in an effort to end bullying and voice displeasure for what the administration, how they're responding to this request for help. And again, your organization... You can find it on Facebook at Yana Cares, and this is for anybody. Is it? It's about loneliness and combating loneliness. Wayne, is this for adults and young people?
It's all inclusive, and the reality is that people feel lonely during various portions of their life, and we can always easily equate loneliness to life's difficulties, like the bullying. Like tragedies and losing your jobs and relationships and losing loved ones and dealing with health issues, all those type of things. But the reality is that people feel lonely during most life events, whether it's the high school kids trying to get into college, dealing with relationships, getting your first job, having a baby, birthdays, holidays, people feel incredibly alone, you know, and retiring, which, you know, is supposed to be a happy event, but is incredibly isolating, becoming empty nesters. I mean, you name it, those events can instill loneliness, and it only takes one person to make a difference in someone else's life. It takes that one person reaching out and saying, hey, I get what you're going through. I'm here for you. You're not alone.
Hmm. What a powerful organization.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I said, well, thank you. And I really appreciate it. I mean, we're literally fledgling, and we have some really grandiose plans, not only through our organization, but also through the foundation that we've created. And, you know, even on Facebook, where, you know, we have 2,000 users just through word of mouth, and they're spread out through 23 countries around the world, the whole message of you are not alone, it transcends ages and ethnicities and religions, cultures, boundaries. Mm. It breaks all that down. And at the end of the day, it's simply people caring and people helping people.
Well, I'm going to post the link to your Facebook page on ours, which is My Connect FM. And is that how people get in touch and be a part of this?
Yes, that literally is the greatest way. Our website will be up soon. It's almost completed, which would be the same name, YanaCares.com.
YanaCares, okay.
But we're trying to support various events, things that are happening, inspire people to be there for others. We do some, you know, fun, interesting things on the Facebook page, and as we continue to grow, more and more is going to happen. But we really have some very, I think, bold and grand plans, but it's all in the name of trying to eliminate loneliness.
Okay. Well, really interesting stuff, an unfortunate situation that brought us together, but I guess that's what happens. People come together because they see something isn't right and they want to turn it around, and here we are. So what a pleasure to meet you, Wayne, and I look forward to keeping in touch with you and with Yana.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'd just also like to say I'm very thankful for you two about making this issue more visible and talking about it. But yeah, this is what has to happen. Mm-hmm. People have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Again, so you guys are doing something really terrific, and keep up the great work.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Wayne. You have a great day.
Great. You too.
93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.